This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis was built by larger-than-life figures who shaped the city over centuries. But one of those names has been omitted from the history books, a brothel owner from the 19th century. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, a new musical aims to educate St. Louisans on her legacy.
In the mid to late 1800s, St. Louis was a booming city. And as the city grew, so did the number of brothels. Eliza Haycraft had 5 of them. She amassed a fortune and gained the kind of power to make her own rules and wielded them over men. St. Louis actor Kimmy Kid Booker explores that on stage playing Haycraft.
You want any man to just come in here, have anyone, however, whoever, no consent, no respect.
They'd still have to pay.
But at what cost?
Madam is a musical produced by Fly North Theatricals about Haycraft's life. Like many people today, Booker hadn't heard of her. But then she learned the rules Haycraft championed to protect women. Booker says the musical shows Haycraft was ahead of her time.
Pay up front. You must treat the ladies with respect. In other words, no abusive language, no abuse, physical abuse. And the ladies must consent.
And yet, because of the lack of documents on Haycraft's life, her legacy faded into anonymity. We don't know much about Haycraft, but here's what we do know. She was from Callaway County, Missouri. Haycraft was her married name, and she couldn't read or write. Her fortune today would be worth about $28 million. And she was buried at Bellefontaine Cemetery on West Florissant Avenue. But there's probably a reason you've never heard of her.
Madam didn't get you a lot of front page exposure, mainly because of your clientele.
That's Dan Fuller, the event and volunteer coordinator for the cemetery. He and a group of volunteers have been studying Haycraft's life for years.
So I think she kind of slips through the cracks. And the reason why she did not go completely quietly is that she was a very moving force charitably.
During the Civil War, Haycraft gave money to organizations that supported widows and orphans of soldiers from the North and South. She also donated to women's charities. That might explain why she was so well-liked. When Haycraft died in 1871, her funeral procession attracted an estimated 5,000 onlookers. And yet, her gravesite today is unmarked. Fuller says the cemetery's board is allowing a marker for Haycraft in the future and is looking for relatives.
We're pretty comfortable in saying there are relatives to Eliza out there, and we're in an attempt to try and reach out to some of them. There's always the possibility that some of those folks still have part of the items of the estate.
There's at least one person connected to Haycraft in Missouri, a descendant of Haycraft's husband. After meeting her, Fly North artistic director Colin Healy composed the music for Madam. A Hannibal Theater Company commissioned him to write the play about her, even though no one knows much about her life.
With Eliza, there was a lot of negative space. There was a lot of these, like, point A to point B that are separated by a lot of time or a lot of, like, content. And there's the space for historical fiction.
I lived a fine life, a good life, the envy of many.
And Healy and director Sidney Grossberg-Ranga bring Eliza Haycraft to life. Kimmy Kid Booker hopes the play will get people interested in this forgotten St. Louis figure.
This was a woman who helped people. And again, I wish I knew more about who she helped, because I would not be surprised if there are generations or families that still live in St. Louis that she probably helped.
Booker says it's past time for Haycraft's story to be properly recognized by St. Louisans. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.